Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
Was it really necessary for Carolina's statements on Tez Walker and the NCAA? This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Trying every possible avenue to reverse the ineligibility of Tez Walker is something a school like UNC should do. But it should be done much like the seven-year fight with the NCAA over the academic athletic scandal. That, of course, potentially affected many more than one football player, mainly hundreds of athletes and coaches. They and their teams face possibly serious sanctions. Through that public hailstorm, what did UNC say? Certainly no knee-jerk reactions. Despite investing reported $30 million in legal fees and other expenses to defend charges that the NCAA eventually could not prove, Carolina said very little publicly, if anything at all, about the ongoing investigation. That's why it was surprising that Mac Brown and especially Bubba Cunningham came out with verbal guns blasting, and frankly, it was shocking that the NCAA board of directors shot back, naming Brown and Cunningham. But at that stage of the fight, UNC took it public first, while most of the media and other college administrators were clearly and vocally on Carolina's side. Brown began with a blistering statement that ends with, "Shame on you, NCAA." Bubba was shorter and only a little sweeter, saying the NCAA made, quote, "a maddening, frustrating, and wrong decision not to grant Walker's waiver." Kevin Guskowitz came out with a softer reasoning, making it look like he was speaking for the university and not his AD and football coach. Even the governor chimed in. Social media ran wild on both sides of the story, and outside of the bubble, it was wild fodder for the ABC crowd. The NCAA went as far as to say it was, quote, "coordinating with law enforcement to deal with criminal threats against committee members." Brown is already a Hall of Fame lightning rod, and his statement went viral. He added on Wednesday that, quote, "he hates that somebody's having threats against him, but I still feel strongly that my job is to stand up for Tez Walker because his life has changed as well." Although he coaches in a university bubble, Brown surely is aware of the uptick in violence that has dominated the news over the last 6 years. He knows how some angry people have taken their anger to new levels, and gun violence in America has risen to levels that dwarf every country on the planet. Whether there are other steps that affect Walker's eligibility and can recoup the possible draft status and NIL money he may have lost and help the mental anguish he has reportedly suffered, UNC will do whatever it can. But Brown could have toned it down publicly, don't you think? This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.